Today is Saturday the 11th of June, and as you can hear, the voice is almost wholly restored. Just walking out of the tent at a very little known campsite. You certainly won't know it. Millions of people won't know it. Most people with tents won't even know about it. It's called Silver Birch's Campsite, and it's perched at the foot of Mount Snowdon, owned by a fabulous couple, Ian and Marion McLeod. Now, Silver Birch's Camping is based in a place called Betsy Garman. Now, if you are Welsh, my greatest apologies for that's not exactly how it's titled. It is the postcode LL547YR, and it's a fabulous campsite. Three electricity pitches, about nine non-electricity pitches, and today, a fantastic woman joins me called Sam Thomas. Sam, good morning and welcome to day one proper of your time, your first time at Silver Birch's Campsite.
Good afternoon. It's a gorgeous sight. I'm sat here and I've got the elephant in front of me.
I beg your pardon. Repeat and elaborate.
It's the most fantastic set of hill formations, which looks like an elephant. It looks like an elephant lying down. Got the trees here, which are the back of the elephant here.
People are going to find that quite difficult to comprehend with you sweeping your hand around on a radio-based broadcast.
And I've got another set of hills that are forming a head there, which sweep down into a trunk shape, so it's known around here as the elephant, and it is spectacular, and I can see this from the tent.
Now, it sounds very much like William Wordsworth. We couldn't be much further away from Wordsworth's Grassington home in Cumbria, but you are so eloquently as you made it. This is one of the finest spots, I think, for camping in the UK, so you must make a trip here. silver-birches.org.uk on the interwebs. We're about 1.8 miles away from Mount Snowdon, the highest point in Wales, and one that I actually ungallantly I'm not going to tackle today, because as you might be able to hear from that textured voice, as Laurie Randall puts it, I'm not quite over the hump yet, and I'm not talking about the hump of the elephant. The laryngitis is slowly melting away, not quite to that point yet anyway. So three fantastic days here. You won't be hearing this until we've returned to unsunny Merseyside. Taking a sit down now, I'm just about to drink my milked herbal tea, which was a bit of a fox paw today, but when you're using a microwave to make tea, all manner of bizarre things can happen. So far, Sam, you rating Silver Birch's Campsite and the environs?
I think it's fantastic. They've thought of all the little touches here. So we even got a cup of tea and a biscuit when we were putting our tent up, which was very welcome after quite a horrendous journey on the A55. And it's lovely. They've got everything we need here. They've been so nice.
Voice there supplied by Mariella Frostrup's voice double. But I'm sure that's going to change. Fabulous stuff. £14 a night at Silver Birch's Campsite. I am not an affiliate, although I think in the fourth future I may well turn to that particular opportunity. And I hope you'll come and visit sometime soon and see Ian and Marion. I'm sure they'd love to see you. Don't forget to tell them that you've seen Dave Thackeray, a.k.a. The Podcast Guy, thepodcastguy.com, and I'm sure they'll put the rates up for you. From Sam, from myself, Silver Birch's Camping at Betsy Garman in Gwynedd. Hope you're having a great weekend.